are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
To the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And I want you to look at verse 19 and a few of the following. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 19, and it is recorded, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this holy word. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter in. I just want to talk just a little bit from that thought. Boldness to enter in. Boldness to enter in. The writer of the Hebrews says that the believers are the royal priesthood of God, the people of God who are now made priests, as in the family of God. This holy nation, this royal priesthood that Peter talks about, has been given a privilege that I don't think they most times understand. You've been promoted from your old way of life and old thoughts and old idealisms and all of the things of the old man and old ways, and God has elevated you in the kingdom of God to a new place of ministry and work. And the writer gives us some understanding about the old covenant and the old ways and the old practices versus the New Testament and the new practices and the new covenant. And just by contrast, he likens this truth that we're sharing today to the old priest who used to go in, and it was only the high priest who could go into what was called the Holy of Holies, which was behind the veil, which represented the presence of God. And just one man, the high priest, could go behind the curtain or the veil once a year. One man, one time in a year. And then that one time and that one man had to be right when he went behind the veil. Now think about that. 365 days a year, one of those days you get to go into the presence of God. If on that one day out of the 365 you just happen not to be right, you would not make it from behind the veil. Now listen at this. Now, the people never knew what it was to be in the presence of God. Only the high priest. And even if he tried to explain what it was like to be in the Holy of Holiest, in the presence of God, he really could not articulate that reality. There are just some things that happen in the presence of God I couldn't tell you about if I wanted to. you'd have to experience it for yourself. Paul said, when I went to the third heaven, I was in a vision or a trance, or maybe even there in an out-of-body experience. I don't know what it was, but it was so real, that didn't matter what my form was. The reality was I was in his presence, and that was some things he showed me, he told me, I can't tell you about. See, there are some things God will show you in his presence that others who have not understood what the privilege is in being in his presence for themselves will never know. So he contrasts this because they made sacrifices every year to God, but yet there was something missing, and they had to go through the motion every year. But then Jesus came along. And he made one great sacrifice, and that did it for all forever, and there was never ever again a need to go back and do the same thing over again. And so, having understood this, the Bible says, verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Verse 17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember how? No more. So now listen again. It's sin that separates us from God. If God washes away and takes away our sins and don't even have a record of our sins, then and only then are we made perfect and right enough to enter into his presence. But we enter into his presence not because we've been right or we've done everything we're supposed to or we've obeyed all of his commandments, but the blood of Jesus nullifies our sins and makes them disappear before God, and he erases the record of our past. So look again at what he says. Verse 18, now where remission of sin of these is, talking about sins, there is no more offering for sin. If I don't have a record of sin, if I have no pleasure, place, or priority in sin, then there's no need for a sin offering. Are y'all listening to me? If Jesus once and for all has paid the price for my sin, well, then why do I have to offer another sin offering when the one was good for all time? Now look at this is why he says in verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness. You see, you can't have boldness if your mind is still remembering in unrepented sin why you know you can't lift up holy hands because your hands was doing something unholy. You can't come boldly before God when you know you ain't been right with God. You can't come boldly before God when you've been walking and living in sin and the sin is still a relevant and evident part of your life. And so we creep through and to an inch up close to God as if we know, you know, he's about to strike us down because he know we ain't all we ought to be. Talk to me if you can. And he knows that even though we come to church on Sunday, we're doing some hellified and damnable things Monday through Saturday. Yeah, we might read our Bible. Yeah, we might even do a token prayer. But our lifestyle don't add up, don't line up, don't go together with what we profess to be. So it's hard to come bold when you know that you ain't right. And so listen at this, because this is why the saints can't get a prayer through. This is why the saints can't take life to another level. This is why saints can't be what God wants them to be, because they don't understand, number one, what their role and their responsibility is to God. And listen at this. God knows who you are. He made you. God knows your limitations and your weaknesses. Again, he made you. But what you got to understand is, in the place of your weaknesses and all of your shortcomings, he has provided a source who can be your strength for you. So before Jesus Christ and the present power of the Holy Ghost, we could have said, the devil made me do that. But since we've been saved and have the presence and power of the Holy Ghost, we no longer can say the devil made us do it. We can say the devil just invited me and I took the invitation. I just wanted to check it out. I just wanted to see how it was. Because the devil can't make you do anything now. You are no longer under his reign, his authority, his power. So just be real about it. Say, I just wanted to see what it was like. Can I get some real people here this morning? Devil don't make you smoke. You smoke because you want smoke. Devil didn't make you go buy that lottery ticket. You wanted to buy that. Devil didn't make you go out there and sin cheap. You know, do whatever it is you've done that displeases and goes out of the will of God. You wanted to be real. You wanted to do it. Devil ain't got you shacking up and hooking and crooking and laying and playing. You wanted to do that. No wonder you can't come boldly before the throne of God, because you still dipping and dabbing. But even if you ain't doing all of that, and you still don't know who you are in Christ Jesus, and what God has done for you, and what God is doing for you, and how Jesus has positioned himself between you and the Father to make up all of your weaknesses and your shortcomings and all of the things that are not right with you. If you don't know who you are and whose you are and what he's positioned you to be, you're still gonna miss it. Because you got some folk who still aren't doing all of those things, and they can't come boldly before the throne of grace. So I want you to see what the writer says. He says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter in. Boldness because God has dealt with my sin issue. He's taken care of that, and he's put that behind me. Matter of fact, he's erased that off of his record. So if he's done that, there are some other things that I need to understand, that I am now able to come boldly into his presence, into the holiest, by the blood of Jesus. I then realize it's not because of me that I can come in to his presence, but it is because of the blood of Jesus. The blood gives me and grants me the passport. The blood is the one that gives me access. The blood is the one that covers me, so God doesn't see me as I am, but sees me as I become. It is the blood that gives me permission to come in the house. Listen at verse 20. By a new and living way. Now, a new way, when the Hebrew writer said this, he was talking about because Jesus Christ had now entered into that position where he became the mediator and he became the one in between God who had been solidified by his death on the cross and by his resurrection. So it was a new way, but it was a living way because he's yet living in heaven, interceding for us always. So the reality is, after he died and 3 days later got up and rose again, he provided a new way back up to God. After going the new way, he said he's going to live in the presence of God, always making intercession for us. So there, as his present place and position is, he's always going in between us and running interference in between the devil. Listen to me now. The devil is always accusing you before God. The devil looks, you know, devil. The devil is a tattletale. Everything you don't do that lines up with the word of God or does not line up with the word of God, the devil goes, you see that? I got 24-hour surveillance on him. I want you to see what your child is doing. And Jesus said, yes, Lord, he did do that. Yes, Lord, she did do that. But you know, when they confessed and repented from that thing, I had to strike it from the record because I looked on my sheet and found that was covered. Y'all going to pray with me a little while? So then Satan said, And he goes and he checks again and find out what he can bring before God. But God has Jesus in the intercessory position, and he runs into everything the devil tries to do to you. He's got to come through Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the one who made it possible through his blood. And he is the living way which he had, listen at this next word, consecrated for us. Now, we couldn't get in on our own because we ain't consecrated. I don't care how holy you pretend to be, you ain't consecrated in yourself. Isaiah said, our righteousness in his sight is as filthy rags. We are not consecrated enough as we are outside of Jesus and the blood to go before God's presence. So look at what Jesus did. Jesus said, since they can't handle consecrations in totality on their own, let me leave enough consecration at the door so when they walk through consecration, come on them. Y'all ought to hear me here. So literally what he does is he consecrates the doorway, which he is. And when we go through to his presence, we get some of his consecration on us, because he's done it for us since we couldn't do it for ourselves. I wish I had. I ain't got but a little time here. Listen. The Bible says he did it for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. He paid the price in his flesh. He did what we could not do in his flesh. Why his flesh? Because we are still in the flesh. And he had to liberate the flesh by standing in our place and doing for us what we could not do for ourselves in the flesh. And that represented that middle wall that he tore down. And the Bible says, and having, somebody say having, meaning that he's always there. And high priest over the house of God. Now we are priests. But he's the high priest. Now he gives us, listen at this now, because he's over the house of God, he gives us a privilege that only the high priest in the Old Covenant and Old Testament had, that was able to come into the presence of God once a year. And being only one man and representing a whole nation, he gives us in the New Testament the privilege of the Old Testament priest with greater benefits. See, in the Old Testament, even the high priest could only go there once a year. Now, in the New Covenant, he has elevated the whole nation as a holy people to a priesthood. So now, since everybody is a priest, because we are holy, we are coming under the consecration of Jesus Christ and his blood. All of our sins have been dealt with and paid for. So there is no reason why we can't enter into God's presence, because sin is the only thing that can't enter his presence. And Jesus has dealt with the sin issue. He has eradicated sin and erased it from our record. So we are now made ready to go into his presence. He said, if that's the case, you can't just be people. You've got to be elevated to priesthood. So now, because only the priest could come into his presence, but now look at what he does. He says, since I am the high priest now, over the house of God, as the high priest was over the temple in the earth realm in the Old Testament, he said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Since I've got the privilege of setting the decorum and protocol, since I have the privilege of writing and rewriting the law and the new covenant, and to tell you what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you see and experience what the high priest experienced once a year. I'm going to let you come in every day of the year in the presence of God. Y'all don't hear me here. Listen at this. The Bible says, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart. What is a true heart? Now this is what you've got to understand. Notice he didn't say here with a pure heart. He said with a true heart. Now, the difference between a pure heart and true heart is academic, but what I want to bring to you here is this. A true heart is my understanding God's word in my heart. I know I hadn't gotten in his presence because I've been everything I ought to be. The truth of the matter is, it's because his word is in my heart. It's because I have his law in my heart, which he said he would put. Look, go back to verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their heart. See, that's what makes my heart true, his word. And when I have his word in my heart, he says I got a true heart then. Now listen at this now. So when I draw near to him, I've got to have some word in me. That's why I can't go close to him if I ain't got some word in me. Listen, in full assurance of faith. You know, there are some places you go and people look at you and they can tell you don't belong. Y'all have never been to some places where somebody else got you in and you rub shoulders with the muck the mucks, with the upper ups, and you know those folk there, you know, the bougie folk, you know, and they can look at you and tell you ain't bougie. They can tell by the way you handle your teacup you ain't used to drinking tea. Y'all, I wish I had somebody. they can tell you to friend to somebody because you ain't used to this kind of life. But oh, when you get up and hear prayer, and even though there are 24 elders, and even though there are folk who are holy and have been there all the time, and they see you up there, you ain't got a problem with saying, I'm not here because of me. I am here by special invitation of Jesus Christ. Yeah, 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 that's how I got here, because Jesus paid the price. Jesus opened the door. Jesus made the way. Excuse me, I think I worship him myself since I'm here. Y'all ought to hear me here. Listen at this word, and I got to come to a close. The Bible says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. See, when the blood of God, Jesus Christ, and God sees that blood over all of those evil things of our heart and our mind and our thoughts and all of that, but when he sprinkles the blood over that, he purifies that. See, in other words, what the devil tries to bring back up us, you know, you have folks talking about, you know, what's down got to come up. What goes in, comes out, all that stuff. Yeah, but it can go in one way, but when the blood gets a hold of it, it's got to come out a whole nother way. And listen at this now. Listen at this, because the blood's going to clean this thing. And not only does it sprinkle again in the cleansing of our consciousness, that means then it takes away any conviction. Because we move from a whole new mentality. And we no longer focus on the negatives, but we focus on the positive. We no longer focus on what's wrong, but we focus on what's right. We no longer focus on the falling, but we focus on the rising. We no longer focus on the night, but we focus on the day. We no longer focus on the valley, but we focus on the mountain. We no longer focus on sin, but we focus on the Savior. But when we have our conscience sprinkled and cleansed, our whole thought processes change. Listen at this, and I'm gonna move on. It says, and our bodies washed with pure waters. Over in Egypt and over in Jerusalem, rather, when folk got ready to go into the main temple, into that holy place, that was a great big old fountain with many sprinklers. And before they would go in, they would sit down and they would wash themselves, their hands and their feet, so that they could be holy before going into a holy place. And they didn't have shoes on. They had to kick off like Moses did his shoes, because the ground that they were, I wish I had somebody, that they were walking on was holy ground. When you start to get in God's presence, you got to get all that dirt off you. You got to get all that uncleanness off you. You feel uncomfortable. You feel unfresh. You feel unright. So you got to get all of that straight before you are able to have fellowship with a pure conscience. Listen at this, and I'm closing. Let us hold fast. Somebody say, hold on to what you got. The profession of our faith without wavering. For he, somebody say Jesus, because that's what it's talking about. For he is faithful that promised. And the backwards look of this is this, that whatever the Lord said, I don't have to wonder whether or not he's going to bring it to pass, because he is faithful. And if ever there's a problem with the promise being fulfilled, I never have to look up. I just need to look in. Because I'll discover that if there's ever any mess up, if there's every glitch, if there's any problem, it's never with him. It is always with me. And as soon as I straighten myself out, as soon as I take my issue to the Lord, God has to make his promise good. And so I am able to boldly go before the throne of grace, not because I've been everything I'm supposed to be, but because everything I am going to be is going to be because of Jesus Christ, and because he's consecrated me, and because he's set me aside, and because he's delivered me, and because he's elevated me, and because he's promoted me, and because he's reprogramming me, because he wants me to be what he wants me to be. Excuse me, I have a right to be in the presence of the Lord. I have a right to tell him what I want. I have a right to say I am what you say I am, even though I don't feel like it. I have what I wish I had somebody here. He is faithful. That promise. Give him some praise in the house. Oh. enter in because Jesus has made you a priest of God. The doors of the church are open. Our time is far spent today. The doors of the church are open. And if the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you, my brother, my sister, I would that you'd get up right now with boldness. God bless you. God bless you, brother. With boldness. And come to the Lord just as you are. Because it's not you, but God. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, give God some praise. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, Jesus has made it right for you. Not you made it right. Jesus has made it right. And just as you are today, whatever your need, whatever your desire is. See, there are some things that only God can straighten out for you, but you've got to come to Him in order for Him to do that. There are some issues that only God can deal with and remove, but you've got to surrender to Him. And when you realize what He's done for you, you can come boldly before the throne of grace. Why? Because of what Jesus has already provided. And He who has promised it is faithful. This is our last appeal. This is our last appeal. Is there another who will come and do as these have done? Boldly, boldly, boldly. If the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you today, would you just get up and say, Lord, I come, I come, I come. This is your time. This is your time. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. Or you can purchase today's message at Stars Beauty Salon, 525 16th Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, on Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
KAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.